Well, now to the case that has gripped Australia. Erin Patterson has begun giving evidence in her trial for the murder of three relatives and the attempted murder of another after serving them deadly mushrooms. The mushrooms were part of a beef Wellington. She denies the charges. Reuters journalist Alistair Pall has been following the case.
This all relates back to a lunch in July 2023 where Erin Patterson invited four relatives of her estranged husband, Simon, over for lunch. She served them portions of beef Wellington. And a few days after that, three of the guests were dead, and a fourth survived after spending months in hospital. So Erin Patterson was arrested on suspicion of murder a few months after that, and she has been awaiting trial ever since. So the trial began in late April. We've had a month of evidence from eyewitnesses, from relatives, from medical experts, even mushroom experts who are known as mycologists. And now it's the defence's turn, and the first defence witness is Erin Patterson herself.
And what has she been saying to the court about the meal at the centre of all of this?
Yeah, so she began her evidence late on Monday. So she's been giving evidence for a whole day now, and we haven't actually got to the events of the lunch yet. We've really been going through really her history, her background, her relationship with her estranged husband, and also her relationship with her estranged husband's relatives, which she characterized as good on the whole. So remains to be seen how long she will be giving evidence for, and what she will say about the events of that day. But it's something that obviously everyone's very interested to hear what she'll be saying.
She was also asked, I think, about Facebook posts that were placed into a private group, but which have now been made public.
As part of the prosecution's evidence, which we've already heard in court, there were a series of Facebook messages which would be characterized as expletive laden, really, which related to her estranged husband and their estranged husband's family. Now, she was asked about that by her own defense barrister, and she expressed extreme regret about sending those messages to friends. And she said that it really didn't characterize the relationship with the estranged husband's parents, Don and Gail, both of whom died. And she really characterized that relationship as a very strong one, even after their separation.
Can you give us a sense of the level of interest in Australia in this trial?
Yeah, so this case really has fascinated the entire country. We have a series of podcasts. The state broadcaster ABC is doing a daily podcast about the case. That is currently the most popular podcast in Australia. There's several other podcasts which are quite high in the charts here in Australia. There's apparently several documentaries that have been already commissioned, and there's really overall huge media interest in the case, both from Australian media and international media. Now, this is being held in a fairly small town called Morwell, which is about 2 hours east of Melbourne. It's the closest real court to where the incident took place. And so we've had journalists effectively balloting to be allowed into the court because there's so few seats available and so much interest. The Supreme Court of Victoria has actually opened overspill rooms for people to watch by video link.
And that was Reuters journalist Alistair Pall talking to me from Australia.